And welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This Wednesday, we're going to feature Big Stone Therapies here in Madison. And in the studio with us today is Tiffany Wellnitz and Autumn Runglund from Big Stone Therapy. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. So we'll start with you, Tiffany. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself first?
All right. I live in Milbank. I have been an occupational therapy assistant for 20 years, and I've been with Big Stone Therapies for 3 years now.
Okay. And what job descriptions do you have at Big Stone Therapy?
I am certified in lymphedema as a lymphedema therapist, and I'm also a certified therapeutic pain specialist.
Okay. You'll have to explain to me what a lymphedema is.
Lymphedema is excessive swelling of the limbs on the body.
Oh, okay. All right. Where are you from, Tiffany?
Milbank,
okay. And Autumn, how about you?
My name is Autumn Runglund. I live here in Madison, Minnesota. I've been working with Big Stone Therapies for 10 years and have been an occupational therapist for 10 years as well.
Okay, and you have a number of job descriptions too, huh?
Yep. I am also a certified lymphedema therapist as well, and I am a certified therapeutic pain specialist. I am certified in LSVT, the big portion, which is a Parkinson's program, and then I also work with the pediatric population here.
Okay. What age groups do you guys work with mostly?
Well, since Madison is a little bit... an older population, I would say that most of our population is 40 and above adults.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Tiffany, so what's our subject matter here this morning?
So today we're here to talk to you guys about chronic pain. Okay. Both Autumn and I are chronic pain specialists. We completed the certification last year, and we have been treating several patients with this program and have seen a lot of success with it.
Okay. Explain what chronic pain is. What is that?
So chronic pain is persistent pain that has lasted beyond the normal tissue healing time, which, depending on the nature of the injury, can be anywhere from a day to 3 to 6 months. And it's usually due to a sensitive nervous system rather than tissue injury itself.
Okay, so this is, the pain is kind of ongoing. You have it all the time. Is that what that means?
Yes, okay. And it's influencing and it's affecting your daily life.
Okay, so how do you treat that then? Is that open-end question there?
Yeah. So our chronic pain program, it's a lot of, it's education and it's us empowering you to learn more about your pain and why you have chronic discomfort, and then making those changes as you realize that it is due to a sensitive alarm system versus something physically still wrong with you, the tissue injury as Autumn referred to, and learning how to make those changes.
Yep. And then we do what it's called is pain neuroscience education, and then we take components of that and kind of break it down and metaphors that a person is able to understand better than using like the big medical terminology for someone.
Okay. So do you treat with medicine too, or is it just all physical therapy stuff?
So
you know what I mean?
Yep. It's the education part is part of it. There's four pillars to the pain education that we provide. We provide the education, sleep hygiene, movement or exercise, and relaxation.
Okay.
So those are the four ones that we really focus on. It is in collaboration. It is also a big part collaborated with the physician if you are on pain medication to help to wean off of that, as well as a mental health aspect portion of it, because a lot of times there are underlying mental health issues that might be
part of that.
Part of that, yep, and influencing your
and
chronic
really
discomfort.
Addressing the patient as a whole. Part of pain neuroscience education is really understanding that your alarm is sensitive due to certain yellow flags, and these yellow flags are like your beliefs, your experiences, everything that kind of encompasses when the pain experience is felt. And so working on understanding that as patient better.
Okay. Can you give me an example of chronic pain? Just a certain example of that?
So some people don't even realize necessarily that they have chronic pain.
Oh, really?
One of the big misbeliefs is that people think that we go through life without any pain. You know, you go to a doctor and you're going to have a surgery or something, and they have this misbelief that they're going to wake up from the surgery and be pain-free, which isn't a reality. You know, you're obviously going to be sore just from the surgery, and you have to get those muscles stronger and get that body part that you haven't been exercising for a while. So when you have chronic pain, it starts to limit. If it starts in the back and we're not moving and we're not doing as much, it can make our nerves very unhappy. Mm. And so we need to make them happy again. We need to move. Our bodies are meant to move. They are not meant to stay still. So the more that we sit still, it's going to start to affect your whole life. And from there, it kind of dwindles down. And then you went from having a lot of room to be able to doing a lot of your activities to now not much at all because you're not moving and doing anything.
Tiffany, you sound like my wife.
Women are very smart. You should listen to us.
Get out and move, Paul. Go out for a walk. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Tiffany Wellnitz and Autumn Runglin from Big Stone Therapies. And the subject matter this morning on Wellness Wednesday is chronic pain. So the idea is, Autumn, is to wean people off their medicine, or you can do that?
You can do that. I mean, our goal is always just to improve function. Our hopes is that pain decreases in the person's ability in what they do in their activities of daily living or engagement in life, that it goes up. And then it's really talking about once that's achieved and working in collaboration with their doctors and maybe titrating off some of their medications. So that's never kind of what we start with. Our first goal is really focused on like the function part, and then working with the patient and the provider when we get closer to the end of, is that the end goal? And working towards that.
Okay. You mentioned earlier tissue pain. What is that exactly?
So like a tissue pain is like when you have a bruise. You obviously have a tissue injury, there's a bruise.
And if you touch it, it hurts all the time?
Exactly. Okay, so there's an evidence of real injury, whereas doesn't mean that it necessarily caused you pain. Okay, pain is something that's produced in the brain. So a lot of times we all can get a bruise and we have no idea where that even came from. Right. So our alarm system wasn't activated. It wasn't enough of a threat or a danger sent by our nervous system that would activate our brain to produce pain in response to it. And so other tissue injuries, I mean, you have like when you have your surgeries and those obvious things, there's evidence of tissue injury or a paper cut.
Okay.
But doesn't necessarily mean that it has to produce pain, and it doesn't necessarily mean that anything's wrong either.
Okay. Are people referred to you by doctors then, or
yes.
Yep. How does that work? Can I just walk in and say I'm in chronic pain, or?
No, can, and we'll tell you to get a referral from your doctor, yes, to see us.
Okay. I guess I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around being in pain constantly. That's chronic pain, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and that's treatable. I found it interesting, Autumn. You said pain starts in your brain, huh?
Yep.
Explain that a little bit.
So pain is produced in the brain. We have our nervous system that sends incoming messages up to the brain, and then the brain decides if that is enough of a threat, and if it is a threat and sees it as a threat, it's going to activate the alarm system, and pain is produced in response to activate your attention to the problem that's going on so that you'll take care of it.
Tiffany, you mentioned that mental health is a part of that too?
Yes. Okay. So if a lot of times what comes with it is if I have been in such discomfort for so long, a lot of people aren't able to work. They're not able to maybe go back to work. That can start to affect your ability to pay bills, to function with your spouse, to be a parent. Those types of things. So a lot of times what ends up going into it, obviously depression, some things can ensue with that as well. Any abuse or trauma that maybe happened along with it, if it was a volatile environment when the injury happened, those all go into keeping that alarm system activated. When we normally injure ourselves, our alarm system automatically activates. As Autumn said, it sends a message to the brain. The brain produces pain to get our attention to take care of it, and then it slowly goes back down, waiting for that next potential threat. Mm-hmm. But for 1 in 4 people, that alarm system does not go back down and reset. It stays higher, and so it can see anything as a threat, even though it's not.
Okay, excellent.
And I think fear, too, plays in that, too.
Yes.
What's that?
Fear.
Fear? And we saw that with COVID-19. People have anxiety and people are in chronic pain with that. Is that right?
So very much so. So for some people right now, if they do, you know, have that heightened fear, then it can be setting off and it can make their body, their brain will produce more fear, or excuse me, more pain to respond to that. And so what our program does is we're trying to help you to, what can you do on your own to deal with this and to understand it versus reaching in the medicine cabinet for the pain medication.
Okay, if I came to you with chronic pain or referred to by a doctor, and so how would you treat me when I come to you? How does that work? So, do we sit down and talk about this, or do you do something physically? Or
both. You know, we start always with a thorough eval, making sure that we can identify is there something really going on that would be the tissue issue, or if it's more of the nerve and the persistent pain issue. We do a few tests to check out different nerves that might be more sensitive. There are some people that can even handle touch, and so maybe it's running through just a few range of motion tests, as well as checking nerves through that motion to see if you can even handle it. Maybe it's checking pressure points to see if I can put any pressure through you. Sometimes sensory discrimination with persistent pain is off as well. So checking that out as well. And then it's going through each session. We provide education of this pain neuroscience education with trying to cover, like I said, a metaphor of where the pain is coming from or what's happening with your pain experience. But then we start adding in like aerobic exercise. Nerves make over 3% of our body mass, but they need over 20% of our blood flow. Nerves need space, movement, blood. So we start introducing aerobic exercise and strengthening exercises to get that. We go through different exercises for your nerves with sliders and tensioners. Nerves, like I said, need that movement. If there's a container issue where maybe there's not enough space, and that's why sometimes people have maybe some discomfort, it's doing maybe some manual therapy techniques as well to get that space so that nerve doesn't feel crowded. Those kind of things. And then going in on the education of, well, how is their sleep hygiene? How are their coping skills and their ability to calm their nervous system down, and educating people how to do that?
Wow, there's a lot to that then.
Yes.
Right, Tiffany?
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, that was very educational. I learned a lot. Main thing is, Tiffany, get out and walk.
Movement, yes.
Movement.
You have. There's a fine line. You don't want to overdo it. Don't want to underdo it. Yep. And so we help you to get back to your task and not do that, so that you are able to get back to your task, and teach you how to get back to doing those tasks again. Okay. Yes.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming in, ladies. That was interesting.
Thank you for having me.
I learned a lot. And I don't want chronic pain, right?
No.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Autumn Ronglin and Tiffany Wellnitz with Big Stone Therapy. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday show here on Q92.